Really, I was shocked and horrified when I received a phone call on Wednesday to tell me that there'd been damage to some of the graves. Headstones have been uprooted, taken off the ground, off the foundations and laid flat. And we've had three old ancient headstones and burial slab broken as well. I think, first of all, there's an element of disbelief. How could this happen in Rafal? Because it's a very peaceful place, a very respectful place. I have to say a huge thank you to the guards. They appeared very, very quickly on the scene. They were sensitive and professional in how they talked to myself and to the parishioners who'd gathered there at the time, and they had forensics out. So they have done, so far they've done an absolutely great, great job. But I have to say that a lot of the hurt and the disrespect is felt by many, many people. And it's not just by our parishioners, it's the whole community.
No, I feel I've it had as well, people to be honest with you.
Do you? Well, yes,
yeah, you know,
I felt it's an invasion of our sense of what is right and what is proper. And, you know, we part with our loved ones with sadness, and we want that to be treated with respect. And it has been a place of peace over the centuries. You know, these ancient graveyards and ancient sites, and it's a place that, you know, we feel has been standing forever at the edge of the diamond in Rafal. And, you know, I hope and I pray that the peace can be restored and that this won't happen again. Mm. Some of our gravestones that have been damaged are so old we can't get a date from them, or lettering is gone. So as part of our history and heritage has been damaged, as well as those very, very personal memories for the more recent graves that have been damaged.
Yeah, and some, I mean, the physical damage, some of it can be undone, some of it can't. These stones have stood for so long, they will always be, they'll eternally be damaged. And then, of course, the emotional stress, can you put a time limit on its recovery?
I absolutely agree with you. That's rhetorical. I mean, you just don't know how people feel invaded in their personal grief whenever these things happen. But the ancient gravestones that may not be repaired, I mean, they will stand in perpetuity to the incident, the insult, the incident that occurred in the graveyard on Wednesday the 3rd. One thing the guards have asked for, and I'm asking lots of people for, this graveyard is visited quite often, partly because of its historic significance, partly because of its very personal connect. And so if anyone had visited the graveyard between Christmas and the 3rd of January, even if they saw nothing untoward, that would be very useful in actually firming up a timeline for the guards.